A day of days when the giant was from home, the lad heard the sweetest music he had ever heard in a room at the top of the giant's house. At a glance, he saw the finest face he had ever seen. She beckoned to him to come a bit nearer to her, and she said her name was Auburn Mary. But she told him to go this time, but to be sure to be at the same place about that dead midnight. And as he promised, he did. The giant's daughter was at his side in a twinkling. "Tomorrow you will get the choice of my two sisters to marry, but say that you will not take either but me. My father wants me to marry the son of the king of the green city, but I don't like him." On the morrow, the giant took out his three daughters.
"Now, son of the king of Tethertown, you have not lost by living with me so long. You will get to wife one of the two eldest of my daughters.
If you will give me this pretty little one, I will take you at your word."
"Before you get her, you must do the two things that I ask you to do."
"Say on."
"Well, you will get to this time tomorrow to thatch this byre with birds down from birds with no two feathers of one colour."
The king's son was on foot before the sun. He caught up his bow and his quiver of arrows to kill the birds. He took to the moors, but if he did, the birds were not so easy to take. He was running after them till the sweat was blinding him. About midday, who should come but Auburn Mary? "You are exhausting yourself, king's son."
"I am. There fell but these two blackbirds, and both of one colour."
"Come over and lay down your weariness on this pretty hillock."
"I am willing."
He thought she would aid him this time too, and he sat down near her. And he was not long there till he fell asleep. When he awoke, Auburn Mary was gone. He thought he would go back to the house, and he sees the byre thatched with feathers. Then the giant came home.
"Have you thatched the byre, king's son?"
"I thatched it."
"Somebody thatched it."
"You did not thatch it."
"Yes, yes. Now, there's a fir tree beside that lake down there, and there is a magpie's nest in its top. The eggs you will find in the nest I must have for my first meal. Not one must be burst or broken, and there are five in the nest.